Here, I live my life already. Take me!
Video of 81-year-old Maxine Kahoulilio pleading with law enforcement on Mauna Kea brought tears to Kumuhula and Hawaiian musician Robert Uluwehi Kezimero. He says it was devastating to watch, and he's not alone, says Native Hawaiian clinical psychologist Robin Miyamoto. She's a professor at the John A. Burns School of Medicine.
You know, when I watch the videos, that eha that's there, that hits you in the pit of your stomach, this is really something that affects people at such a deep level.
That eha, or hurt, is triggered by what she calls historical trauma. Examples of research into this type of trauma focuses on descendants of Holocaust survivors and African-American slaves. She says it's similar to feelings experienced by those who've been through an agonizing event.
It's just that that person doesn't need to have directly experienced that trauma. It can be something that happened to their kupuna, but has resulted in a loss, whether it's a cultural loss, a loss of land, a loss of power.
Take the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom or the suppression of the native language, Olelo Hawaii. Some psychologists say how Native Hawaiians at the time coped with these events and communicated it to following generations can have a lasting impact on their descendants.
You know, anytime you're looking at a cross-generational and a process that happens over time, it's very difficult to scientifically understand.
Keawe Aimoku Kaholokula is chair of the medical school's Native Hawaiian Health Department. Research on the effects of historical trauma on Hawaiian health has been a focus of his career. Kaholokula says developments on Mauna Kea may have Native Hawaiians reliving past history, but it's also empowering them to take action to cope with present-day events.
Knowing that we are doing something for the movement, whether it's going to the Mauna and standing there, whether it's supporting through financial means, through funding, whether it's on each island showing up for the rallies and the gatherings to stand in protection of the Mauna.
He says Mauna Kea has been a catalyst for Native Hawaiians to seek emotional healing and in ways that traditional Western interventions don't provide. Here's Miyamoto.
There is this unbelievable sense of peace, being able to talk about their experiences, being able to be angry in a safe space, be able to cry in a safe space, and then let go of that and putting all of their energy into protecting the Mauna.
Kezimero agrees. He says there's strength deep beneath his pain, and if he's lucky, that strength will rise to the surface. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.